Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Unleashed 12-week interactive in the book, behind the book, conference call series. We are at Chapter 5, and if you look in the book, Unleashed, you'd see before Chapter 5 that we have entered into a second part in the book, and that's Part 2, The Supply. And remember when I talked about last week, there are two sides to the divine flow, the side that we uphold and the side that God upholds. And today we're going to talk about the first quality, which is revelation, really a gift from God, and the power to know. Before I share anything, I just want to remind you that you can go to unleash.michaeldeer.com to find updates as well as previous recordings. Connect on Twitter at UnleashedToday. And view the videos at Dear Live on YouTube. Okay, let's get started. Have you ever been in a place where you did the best that you could with all that you could or that you had at your availability, and you seemed to get stuck? Remember, the book Unleashed, Tapping into the Divine Flow, is about breaking us free from those stuck places in our life. And one of the things that I wanted to share with everyone in this work is that we need this thing called revelation, because whenever we get to a stuck place in our life, the bottom line is no one wishes for themselves to hurt themselves with their decisions or their actions. In other words, no one wakes up in the morning and says, man, I just want to really mess up this day. Really, I just want to send my life down the wrong road. No, everyone has the best intentions, makes the best decisions possible, and sure, those decisions don't always turn out right because some people have misunderstandings, some people haven't been educated properly, some people just don't have certain experience. But to the best of their ability, with all of what they have available to them, they make the best decision possible. But this is why we need a supernatural force in our life, because we are where we are right now as a result of our best efforts with our best known knowledge. But if this is the best that we can do and we know we need to go further, then we know that we can't get there only on what we have inside of us. And that's where this beautiful gift of revelation really begins to unfold to us, because revelation is God's power of awareness. And in the book Unleashed, we define it as the first power, which is the power to know. God gives you a look, as it were, into someone else's life, someone else's reality, things that are happening outside of your sphere of influence, outside of even your sphere of concern. He gives you a peek into something that you absolutely might not even know about, and this is a gift, and I call it the gift of revelation. So this is the first quality, and on page 4, you see that there are a couple of quotes, and this is a new thing that you will see throughout the book in subsequent chapters, the start of subsequent chapters. I give you a couple of tips and clues to what revelation is, as well as a quote that really highlights it. It says, something being unveiled before an individual, a truth presented as on a platter, a discovery, a eureka moment. And on page 41, I share how a man takes his children and family to a Broadway play, and to symbolize and personify revelation, the crowd, all they see is a felt curtain, but they have no idea what's going on behind the curtain. They have actors scrambling to you know, get on cue, get to their places. You know, props are being moved around, but all of that is happening while the crowd is seeing just the curtain. And that's kind of what the veil of awareness is like. All we see is that curtain, but revelation now is when God decides to open that curtain, and then we see the glorious set that was created, as well as the lighting and the actors in their costumes, and all along that was there, but it just wasn't revealed to us. In the same way, we look at certain points in our life or certain issues, certain areas, certain subjects, certain dimensions in our life, and all we see is a curtain. But the gift of revelation is when God opens the curtain and you see what works behind the scenes, where you find out what are the keys and the principles of this new level that I'm on, et cetera, et cetera. And so on page 42, verse chapter 3, or paragraph 3 rather, I create the distinction between imagination and revelation. I say here, and it reads, imagination deals with the world of things beyond what is accepted as a current reality. It can either be something that is in the future or something that exceeds the laws and principles we are conscious of. In some cases, the two are one and the same. Revelation, however, deals with things that are known as truths, yet we are sheltered from such laws and principles. So imagination deals with things that, hey, may never ever happen or don't necessarily have to be real, but a revelation is always something real. It's always something that is a truth, right? Either a truth or a principle, and it's at work right now. But the problem and challenge of revelation is that even though somewhere the law is at work and a principle is at work, it's unveiled to you until the gift of revelation makes it known to you. So that's the blessing of revelation, is that something is happening now, whether you know it or not, but it's God's gift to bring you in on the matter that's happening, whether you know about it or not. I hope you got that, because it's a tremendous blessing when you look at it. And page 43, verse paragraph 2, I share that revelation is about unfolding new worlds. And going back to the example that I shared, a child goes to school and learns in kindergarten 1 + 1 = 2. When they come home, the only thing they see, or only things they see, are numbers 1 and numbers 2. Everywhere they go, mommy, daddy, I see number 1, I see number 2. But doesn't that child know that there's an 8, 9, 10, there's 500, there's 5,000, there's 15,000, there's 100,000, million, a trillion, a billion? Absolutely not, because all they know is 1 and 2. But that doesn't mean that somewhere at that same moment, someone is aware of a million, a trillion. The revelation just hasn't been unfolded to that child yet. So all they know, the extent of their world, is ones and twos. And let's take this, you know, take this back to our own lives and see how we only know as far as we know. But God reveals to us things beyond what we know. And it's a gift, because we never knew about it until it was revealed to us. And so I share on page 45 about how revelation, one gift of revelation that goes beyond just what I just shared, is that we have a saying in life that you never know what you've got until it's gone. I'm sure many of you have heard that, but we thank God that we serve a Lord who doesn't let it get to that place of loss and destruction. Because revelation is such a gift, because the Lord lets us know what we've got before we lose it. And that's the gift of revelation. He unfolds to us things to us about possible losses in our life. And I share how in Numbers 22, there was a prophet named Balaam, and Balak, the king of Moab, asked him to curse Israel. And he was going to, you know, collude with Israel, but then the Lord was just telling him, no, because I've already blessed Israel, so who I bless you can't curse. And it came to the point where the Lord really wanted to separate Balaam from Balak and really just get him to stop this quest of cursing a people already blessed. And it came to the point where he was riding one day, and his donkey began to speak. And he became mad at the donkey and smote the donkey. And the donkey said, "All these years I've served you, why are you doing this?" And he said, "Because you're being disobedient, you stubborn donkey," for lack of a better word. And all of a sudden, the revelation came about, and he saw the angel with the sword ready to kill him. Aren't you glad that through revelation we serve a God who lets us know that we're about to lose something before we lose it? I can't tell you how many times the Lord just showed me something about the direction that I was going down and said, "Son, you have to correct this or else." And that was enough to just knock me back into the right path. You know, it was just enough to let me know, hey, I got to get back on the right track. Aren't you glad that our God gives us, through revelation, a vision of what we're going to lose before we even lose it, so that we can do what he knew we would do all along, turn around, repent, and go the right way? The second power of revelation, and I close with this, is God gives you a peek into someone else's reality. And this is so powerful, because not only does revelation unveil truths in your own lives, but there comes a time when God wants you to fulfill an assignment in another individual. And in order for you to fulfill that assignment, sometimes the Lord has to really break down any judgment, any condemnation that you might impose on the individual. But how does he do that? Sometimes in the middle of the night, in the daytime, the Lord would unfold to you someone else's reality. And I give the example of a woman who is in an abusive relationship. You know, the average person would say, Why don't she just leave the man? Why doesn't she just, you know, hightail it out of there and just find her way out? But then I share that when God gives you revelation, you realize it's not that easy, because there are all types of emotional strings and emotional shackles and bondages that are placed there. And it's not physically, it's not blatant. They're very subtle subconscious cues. But it's not that easy for that lady to leave the man, even though we say, oh, she's crazy. But when God gives you a revelation into what she's dealing with, then you're able to see it from her standpoint, and you're able to see it from another vantage point, and you're able to get revelation on a life that you knew nothing about. So God gives us the ability not only to see truths that we were locked out of before, which is powerhouse number one when it relates to revelation, but he also, the second part, is he shows us what we're about to lose before we have a chance to lose it, which is such a tremendous blessing. And the third is that not only does he give you, show you the realities and truths about your own life, but he can give you vision and he can give you an eye into someone else's reality. So those are the three powerful keys in this blessing called revelation. Okay, I'm going to end the recording and then we'll open the floor for comments. Star 6 if you're muted.